All right, and welcome to the happiest competition on Earth, Furries Night Out Immunity.
That name still
Woo!
disturbs me sometimes.
Episode 17.
Yes, all right. With me, I'm Zelina. With me tonight is Amber Lee
Yo.
and Jeffers.
The usual. Yep, let's get. Yeah.
So yes, it's going to be an interesting night. We're doing songs sung by animals.
Not
So
as
yeah,
big a
let's.
response as we would have hoped for.
Yeah,
A little
that kind of made me sad.
disappointing. Competition isn't exactly plentiful tonight. So
Right.
if you submitted, you have a pretty good chance of getting it. You'll find out how
However,
good a chance in a couple of minutes.
Yes.
maybe we'll get quality over quantity. That'd be pretty
That
awesome,
would
you
be
know?
awesome. We'll
Hopefully, that'll
see.
be
That'd
good.
be nice. So, disclaimer, we do not own Disney, but we love Disney. We're fans, doing this with fans, for fans. Mickey, please don't sue us, 'cause we love you. We love
We
you.
love you.
Please love us. Okay, I'm gonna stop before I do any more of that.
Any updates, trivia for them, or?
Rapunzel makes her first appearance in the parks tomorrow as a meet and greet character. I'm really excited, even though I'm not there. But she's gonna be really pretty, and I can't wait to eventually see her.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, she's really
From
pretty.
what
I hope
M.
she's not ugly.
Yeah.
Oh boy. That'd be disturbing. Rapunzel, let down your hair. Climb up. Oh gosh, I wish I didn't climb back down.
Oh
Nice one,
right.
Jeffers. Nice
Are we
one.
ready to start?
Yeah.
I'm
All
ready.
right.
First up tonight, we have Captain of Squad Zero.
The wonderful thing about Tiggers is Tiggers are wonderful things. The tops are made out of rubber. The bottoms are made out of springs. They're bouncy, 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 fun, 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 fun. But the wonderful thing about Tiggers is that I'm the only one. Tiggers are cuddly fellas. Tiggers are awfully sweet. Everyone else is jealous. And that's why I repeat and repeat. The wonderful thing about Tiggers is Tiggers are marvelous chaps. They learn with vim and vigor. They love to leap in your laps. They're jumpy, bumpy, clumpy, fumpy, fun, 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 fun. But the wonderful thing about Tiggers is that I'm the only one. I'm the only one.
And that was Captain of Squad Zero singing The Wonderful Thing About Tiggers. Let's start off with you had good energy in this. At 22 seconds before they love to live in your lap, you were mumbling the words. You didn't top as much as you usually do, which is a good thing. The purring was a little bit overpowered by the karaoke, and this was the short version of the song, I assume. But yeah, it had good energy, and I overall liked it. Ambi?
See, in picking this song, I don't know if you realize this, but I had to listen to the song every 25 minutes for like 7 hours a day for 7 months. So I know this song really, really well. But first, I'll give you the good notes. The good notes is this is probably the best mixing levels you've had thus far between the volume of your music and the volume of your singing. You really didn't top or overpower that much, and you could still hear the music. So the clip overall was a little loud, but the level balance was good. You had great energy in this. Like you always have amazing energy, but I think you were singing in the wrong key because I feel like I was singing along with it and I was like harmonizing a little bit with what you were doing. And it's probably because the correct key for the song is out of your range a little bit. It feels like you lost some of the extra energy that you could have had that made the song a bit bouncier by dropping it down. I don't know if it was an octave or what was the difference. Some parts of the notes were the same, but some notes sounded completely different than I'm used to hearing with this song. And like I said, I know this song much more than I would like to.
It haunts her
It
dreams.
does. It really does. Don't even get me started about the 12 days of Pooh Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah, trust me, there is.
It was so short. I really don't have much to add, to be honest. Yeah, pretty much everything was pretty much the same as the other two. Quality was better than usual, but I still got some peaking, so just work on that. But other than that, it was all right. It was good for me.
I totally like went crazy because I know this song so well. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
It haunts me. Are we done then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm done.
Coming up next, we have Omi Pride 09.
Oh, myself a notion, and one I know that you'll understand, to set a world in motion by reaching out for each other's hand. Maybe we'll discover what we should have known all along. Yeah. One way or another, together's where we both belong.
If we listen to each other's heart,
oh, we find we're never too far apart.
And maybe love is the reason why,
for the first time ever, seeing it eye to eye. If a wall should come between us, too high to climb, too hard to break through, I know that love will lead us and find a way to bring me to you. So don't be in a hurry, think before you count us out. Oh no, you don't have to worry, I will never let you down.
Nothing's gonna stop us now.
To each other's heart,
we'll find we're never too far apart.
And maybe love is the reason why,
for the first time ever, we're seeing it eye to eye.
Love is all we're seeing it eye to eye.
Yes, it
is. Eye to eye, we're
seeing it eye to eye.
Love is all we're seeing it
eye to eye.
Eye to eye, we're seeing it.
If you're ever lonely, stop, you don't have to be. After all, it's only a beat away from you to me.
Take a look inside and see.
Yeah, yeah.
If we listen to each other's heart,
we'll find we're never too far apart.
And maybe love is the reason why,
for the first time ever, we're seeing it eye to eye. We'll find we're never too far apart.
Maybe love is the reason why.
Oh, for the first time ever, seeing it eye to eye.
Seeing it eye to eye.
Seeing it eye to eye.
Eye to eye.
For the first time. For the first time.
Like the greatest fake pop rock star in the history of animation. I love Caroline. Eye to eye, if you didn't know what this was, from Only Pride. At first I felt the music was a little loud. It eventually fixed itself. Like when you were singing just by yourself, the music seemed a little loud. When there was more of you, when it was like omitastic harmonation. Harmonation, another new word from my dictionary. I think the problem with it was there was such a dominant rhythm line in this song that it kind of, that drum beating in the background, well, I don't know if it was a drum, but that beat in the background was kind of drowning you out. I didn't hear many puffs. That was a good thing because you're one of my puff watches. The harmonies were really, really good. They're always amazing, Omi, but I would have liked them a bit more as background parts to your main vocal line, it seemed like whenever they came in, they took over. There was like, I'm 15 Omis and I'm taking over this song. Over power line. And they didn't seem to be balanced correctly. Like, I felt that there was one of the lower harmony parts was a bit too loud compared to the rest of it. And the lower part was a bit overpowering. I would have liked more energy on your background vocals as well. Your main part had some good energy, and I liked that. And because I love you when you, I love you when you have energy on. Your energy when it's on is a total epic win. But the background didn't have a lot of that epic win energy while the main part did. So it was a little back and forth. I love the main vocals, and I love the harmonies, but there was some small flaws here and there. But overall, I thought this was really good, and I liked it. I did like it. Jeffers? Oh, skip you? Okay, so we'll get back to Jeffers in a second. Zelina, do you want to go?
Sure. I've noticed this with Omi on some songs. For me, his vocals sound distant compared to his karaoke. I think it's, I don't know if it's the reverb or what it is, but his karaoke tends to sound a little louder for me than usual, and it just sounds a little distant for me. I have to agree the harmonies were a little too loud. I would have liked them as background as well. I don't know if there was an extra harmony or not, but I think it might be just because one of them's overpowering the rest mm-hmm. of them. Your voice does fit the song. I'm very happy you chose
Yeah, definitely.
Some of the harmonies weren't exactly in sync with each other, as you said. The topping for, I heard one pop at 249 at the word stop. Let's see what else. At 219 and fast forwarding to 334, when you had the choruses, this is when they were actually really louder than your main vocals, they were topping for me. The Big Lady or Rosie Gaines vocals section at 410 could have been a little bigger for me, but I don't know if because the back vocals or the harmonies were overpowering you that they didn't seem as powerful as they should be. But I liked your energy in this overall.
Totally. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to go back to Jeffers, if he's ready. If not, we're just going to cut out this part and pretend like he was
you're
ready.
You're just fucking behind me, so...
Okay, there we go.
Okay, so that was a fun song, Omi. Nice song choice. I thought your harmonies were nice, too. And I didn't have a lot written down. I have down your second chorus. Some of the harmonies were slightly off-sync, mixing-wise. But, like, they were still pretty good sounding. I felt like, I don't know, at certain times it felt like I could have used more energy, but I'm not as familiar with the song as other two are. So overall, it was good for me. I liked it overall, yeah. It's not the best you've done, but I still liked it a lot.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of the same thing as with Captain before, was it was really good, but you could have gone further with it, and it could have mm-hmm. been even better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Pretty much.
All right, we done?
Yep,
we're done.
Done. All right, so results.
That was quick, wasn't it?
It's a very short, quick night, so yeah.
Your chances would be good. They're 50-50.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
So we had some discussion, and yeah, we pretty much have a general agreement. So the person who wins tonight and immunity for tomorrow night is... Omi Pride 09.
Yay! Power line! Oh, Animal Kingdom. Animal Kingdom.
So,
Dad,
yeah,
buddy,
job.
Animal Kingdom on freeze night. Nice.
Oh, I didn't even
you
realize
are
that. You are immune tomorrow night. You cannot get kicked off. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm, so, which is a good thing because we're going to cut down to top 9. So that's going to be scary.
Yes.
Ah,
we have so much in plan for y'all.
I thought you were like getting a massage for a second.
I don't know. All right, so I guess it's time to announce immunity for next week.
Mm-hmm.
So right. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be here next week for immunity. I'm sad about that because I was
bored.
But we had originally, I had planned an overnight trip back when we weren't doing immunity recordings on Thursday nights. So now I can't record because I'm going to be going overnight someplace. But I will be back for the main challenge next week. So then I will announce then the challenge for next week, which is going to be the Princess and Hero Immunity Challenge.
Ooh.
Basically, you have to sing a song either by a princess or a hero. And Mulan counts as a hero, not as a princess.
She is unbanned.
She isn't banned. You can sing. You can sing Mulan. But if you do sing Mulan, it's going to count as a hero. Because depending on which you pick, could either help you or hurt you. Little Ooh. Teaser there. So we're not going to tell you why picking either a princess song or a hero song could help you or hurt you. But not in like the main challenge way. Like picking something isn't going to get you eliminated. Don't worry about that.
Oh, yeah. It has no big negative consequences.
Yeah, no big negative. It's going to potentially either help you or hurt you with winning the immunity.
Right.
So, yeah. And that's going to be due on
the 21st.
Thank you. 21st by 11:59. Email will be going out.
Eastern.
Email will be going out very shortly.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a question on if someone's a hero or a princess, contact us. We'll probably put the princesses in the list in the email, more than likely. Maybe put a couple of heroes in there, too. But it should be kind of obvious.
We mentioned the Broadway songs are okay, right?
Yes, Broadway songs are okay here. Yes.
Okay.
So, like, Tarzan would be a hero. And, like, he sang a lot of extra songs on Broadway, so, like, you could use one of his or something like that. Or, like, Eric's songs from the Little Mermaid musical, you could use.
Yes.
Zelina liked her voice, I think. You could use that.
No, not that one. I like the other one.
There was another one. Oh, the one about the dancing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one.
I like his voice in that one.
I don't remember the name of that song, though. I've blocked that show out. I really have. So then, anything else, guys?
I think that's good.
Good job, Omi Pride 09. Tomorrow's episode is Broadway 9.
Exciting, yes. Exciting.
So excited.
Oh, gosh.
How many Shadowlands do you think we're going to get?
I hope not that many. I think we're not going to get any because people are expecting for that one to show up.
Probably. Which means we're probably going to get something else that no one else was expecting because that's what's happened thus far on this show. Oh, no one will sing If I Never Knew You. No one will sing I Won't Say I'm in Love.
Oh, dear me.
Anything else, guys?
Nope, I think that's all.
All right. Have a good night.
Good night, y'all.
See you tomorrow.